Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Hello, hello, powerful souls, and welcome back to the Find Your Power podcast. First things first, I want to apologize for any background noise that you hear. You might hear birds, you might hear my fridge, you might hear construction outside, you might hear all of it, none of it. I don't really know. But what I do know is that I don't have my podcast equipment with me because I am in Tulum, Mexico right now for the whole month. And since I don't have my equipment with me, I'm recording right on my laptop, and there is lots of little background noises kind of around my Airbnb. So I'm hoping this mic doesn't pick up all of those nitty-gritty details, but if you do hear any background stuff, that is why. My apologies, but the content of the podcast is still here. It shouldn't be too bad, so just ignore any noises that you hear. But to kind of run back to what I just said about me being in Tulum, Mexico, I want to give you guys a little life update because I want to share with you guys what I've been experiencing, what I'm doing, and all of that good jazz, and then I will get into the bulk of this episode. But yes, I am in Tulum, Mexico right now. For those of you who don't know, I do live in Tampa, Florida full-time, but I am in Tulum right now just on a little getaway, vacation. I don't even know what to call it because really it's not like I'm leaving for a weekend or I'm leaving for a week vacation. It's I'm living in Tulum for a full month. So I got here on February 1st and I'm leaving March 1st, so a full month. And really I'm just here seeing Tulum, exploring, being a local and just working from here, truly. It's not really like a crazy go vacation. It's really I'm living here for a month. I am a local for a month and I'm, you know, just living somewhere different, change of scenery instead of being in Tampa. And I'm here with my girlfriend, Alyssa. I'm here with my friend, Kate, and she's here with her boyfriend. So we're all here just kind of exploring and, you know, seeing the world because we all work online. And that is the perk of working online is you can literally work from wherever you have either Wi-Fi or service. So we figured why not pick up and go to Tulum because it's not that far from us. So anyways, that's kind of the update of where I am and what I'm doing here. But guys, if you have not been to Tulum, I know it's getting really popular now, but I first came here around 3 years ago, and at that time, it was still kind of popular, but not really. Like, no one was really coming here that I knew of, and it wasn't busy. There wasn't a lot of traffic here. There wasn't really a lot of travel, even though people did kind of know about it, but over the years, it's gotten really, really popular, and I will say, if you haven't been here yet, come here at least once. It's beautiful. It's just, it's high energy. It's healing. It's so much beautiful nature and jungle, and the people are wonderful. The culture is amazing here. The beaches are beautiful. So whether you like to party, whether you like to experience amazing food, whether you like to go to the beach, whether you like to, just choking over here. Whether you like history, whether you like different cultures, anything you really want out of a trip, Tulum can offer to you. So I definitely recommend coming here. But if you do come, you are going to have to fly into Cancun and then either taxi or take a bus down from Cancun, which is about 2 hours. So you can't fly directly to Tulum. I guess that's the one downside. But if you fly into Cancun, you can, you know, explore Cancun for a bit, then come down here, or you can just go straight from Cancun to Tulum. But anyways, I just want to say, if you haven't been to Tulum, you got to go. And also, I'm probably going to update you guys on what I'm going through during this trip, because I am here for a lot of healing as well, as I normally come to Tulum to do. This is my third time in Tulum, and I always come for some sort of healing. So I will update you guys on all of that stuff when I, you know, do all of my healing modalities and stuff here, and basically the transformations I go through. I will, of course, update you guys on and just share any of my learnings, anything that I'm channeling, anything that I'm experiencing that I think can help you guys as well. So now that I've updated you guys, let's get into the bulk of this episode. And this episode is kind of inspired, not kind of, very inspired by my experience here in Tulum. And today I just want to talk about presence, being present, and what that truly means and why it is so important, especially in a society today where everything is go, go, go. Everything is, you know, stress here, stress there, or we're just kind of living in our minds, living in the future, wondering about what we're going to do next, just kind of not present in the moment and just living out of this state of just disharmony and imbalance and just stress. So I want to talk about presence and why it is something that everybody listening right now needs to prioritize in your life. Presence, okay? Presence is the key to bliss, to peacefulness, to ease, and to really being able to enjoy life. Because if you are never fully present in this moment, it's going to be very hard for you to feel joy and to feel happiness from the moments that you're experiencing, right? Because if you're not present in this moment, if your mind is elsewhere, or if you're stuck in your head, worrying about the next thing, stressed about something, or just kind of on edge or in a state of dis-ease, you're not going to enjoy what you're experiencing, right? You're going to be somewhere else. I like to say kind of zoned out, all right? You can either be here or you can be elsewhere. You can be zoned out. And if you're in the latter of the two, you're not going to fully see and experience what is right in front of you. So quickly, just to kind of give you guys the by-the-book definition of presence, just so that we're all on the same page here. Presence is the state or fact of existing, occurring, or being present in a place or a thing. Okay, so what that means is being in a state of being fully here, fully present in the place that you're currently in right now. Okay, so that's the definition of presence, but I'm gonna kind of give you guys an example of a moment of being present and a moment of not being present so we can kind of see and visualize and be on the same page there. So a moment when you might be fully present is maybe just in meditation. So you're sitting in meditation, you are not moving your body, you are breathing, you're focusing on your breath, you're not in your head, you're not, you know, stressed about something, you're not worrying about what you're going to do next, you're not running around in your mind, you are just fully sitting, present with yourself, present with your body, and just focused on one thing, your breath. This is why meditation is so, so popular and why I recommend it to everybody, because it is the one thing that is really, really easy to get present in. Okay, because you have no distraction besides your mind, right? And maybe like outside things going on, but you know, we try to meditate in a very quiet space usually. The only thing you have to really get present from is your mind and just kind of allowing that to calm down and not focusing on the thoughts and just focusing on your breath and being present in that moment and just being, right? In meditation, we're not walking, we're not talking, we're not you know, doing work. We're not, you know, whatever. We are simply just being present in that moment with ourselves, right? So that is being present. You could also be present with family, right? So when you are visiting family, okay, being present with them could look like having meaningful conversations, you know, not being on your phone while somebody's talking to you, being really invested in what's going on in your family's lives, really spending good moments with them and being present in that moment, not worrying about when you're going to leave or checking your phone often or being somewhere else, right? Your mind isn't elsewhere. It's not in your phone. It's not stressed about the next thing. You are fully present, enjoying the presence of your family and getting updated on them and spending meaningful moments and making memories with them. That is also being very present, but with your family, right? So those are just two examples. There's many, many, many I could give you, but those are, you know, two pretty big ones. Now, what would not being present look like? I pretty much kind of explained this a little bit just now, but you know, maybe when you are at breakfast, right? And instead of being present and, you know, enjoying your breakfast and experiencing it and feeling the feeling on your tongue and eating the beautiful flavors and maybe having a conversation with the person you're at breakfast with, instead you are on your phone watching someone else's story, right? That is being elsewhere. So instead of you being in the reality of you eating breakfast, you have taken yourself out of that reality partially and you're putting yourself into someone else's reality on social media, if that makes any sense. So you're not fully present in your moment with the person you're eating breakfast with. You're not fully present with your breakfast and in that experience. You're partially there and partially in your phone, partially in social media, partially in somebody else's life, looking at what they're doing on their story, okay? That is a moment of not being fully present. Another pretty simple example of not being present is maybe just literally having a conversation with someone and zoning out and thinking about what you have to do for work. Okay, I've done this way too often, which is, you know, why it's something that I'm working on, you know, being more present, is because I love my job. Work is a big, big part of my life. So it tends to always be on my mind because I'm an entrepreneur. So I'm, you know, working a lot of hours of the day. There's not really a carved time that I work. It's not like I work a 9 to 5 and then after 5, I, you know, don't think about work at all. It's kind of, it's meshed into my life every single day, all the time, because I am an entrepreneur. So, you know, sometimes I will get in my head and start thinking, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this, I need to do that, instead of being in my present moment. So, example, having a conversation with someone, literally zoning out, and then you're not really fully hearing what they're saying because you're now in your head thinking of all these things you need to do, right? That is a moment of not being present. And when you're not present in that moment, you're not fully absorbing that conversation. You're not fully absorbing what that person's even saying to you. You're missing out on pieces. And then if you were to try to explain exactly what they just said to you, you'd probably miss out on huge chunks because your mind was thinking of other things. You were zoned out. You were in another place. You were thinking about your to-do list, all of this stuff, right? You weren't in that moment. So that's kind of some examples of being present and being not present. The reason why I line that out is because I want you guys to take note of all of the moments throughout your day that you're really not being present, because I'm sure there's a lot of them. There's probably a lot of moments throughout your day that you are elsewhere instead of being fully in your moment at that time. And that's why I want to talk about this, because it's so, so common in every single person in our society because of just our go, go, go culture and the to-do lists and work and stressors and just always needing to be one step ahead of yourself and always needing to be super productive and onto the next thing and all of this multitasking, right? It's just such a huge part of our society. And yes, you need to work hard. I'm not denying that, but it becomes an issue when you are letting your when you are letting things take over you being present in every single moment, right? You're going to live a lot better if you are fully present with your family for an hour, and then after that, fully present with your to-do list or your business for an hour, instead of being half in with your family and half in with your work and to-do list at the same time. Then you're not present in either thing, and it's going to build up and cause a level of dis-ease within you and cause a level of anxiety, because you feel like you're never stable, you're never in your moment, you're always kind of in this tense state, if you feel me. I don't know if any of you guys know what I'm talking about, but when you are kind of in that state where you're doing either multitasking a lot, or you are just kind of doing multiple things and just being a little bit into this, a little bit into that, both at one time, and not being present in either thing, it just causes this level of not being fully grounded and fully present in anything. And that is a problem, because I promise you it'll catch up to you as it has done with me. I thought, you know, for a while, if I multitask, I'll get more stuff done, right? So if I'm with my family, I can still kind of be present with my family, and I can be on my phone working my business, because I work online, of course. So, you know, I can spend time with family and I can work my business at the same time. I can make money, I can be with my family, all the good things, right? But that doesn't truly work, because I wasn't present with either one. I wasn't fully present with my family, and I wasn't fully present with my business. And so I was kind of in this middle zone, and I wasn't grounded, and that caused a level of anxiety within me, because at the end of that time, I felt like, wow, I didn't even really spend quality time with my family. And then I looked at, you know, what I actually got done in my business, and I didn't even produce any good results in my business, because I wasn't fully present in either one. So what I'm telling you to do is just look at your day-to-day and figure out where you can be more present in your day. Can you take some time in the beginning of your day and be more present with yourself? I always mention doing a morning routine. That is being present, right? Putting your phone away, putting work away, putting school away, and spending present, grounded time with yourself in the morning, and then going into the next thing, right? Not trying to multitask and do 50 million things at once, but taking things chunk by chunk and being fully there in each thing. Being fully present. And I promise you, if you practice doing this throughout your day and just being more present in all the things that you need to do, and not allowing your mind to take you elsewhere, and not trying to do tons of things at once, and not trying to, you know, split yourself in different places, you will feel a lot better. And your productivity will probably go up, because you are actually putting in quality time and quality work into the things that you're doing, whether it's, you know, you're putting more quality present time into your relationships, or putting more quality productive time into your business without other things going on. Whatever it may be, I guarantee that everything that you are more present in throughout your day is going to feel a lot more aligned and productive. So this is your sign. Stop trying to overwork yourself. Stop trying to multitask everything. Stop letting your mind take you out of each moment. Take control. Be present in everything that you do, and allow yourself to fully be and be grounded and feel ease in every moment of your day. Whenever you're in a moment and you feel your brain start to think, oh my gosh, I need to do this. Oh my gosh, I need to do this in an hour. Oh my gosh. Whenever you feel your brain taking you into a future moment, stop yourself, breathe, shut off your mind, and get back into the now. Whenever you are living in the now, you are living more presently. I don't know if that's actually a word, but when you're living in the now, you are present. So always be taking yourself back to the now. What am I doing now? What is the moment right now? Who am I with right now? What is my task right now? live in the now, do what you need to do in the now, have the conversations in the now, and stop allowing your mind to take you into moments that don't exist yet, right? Stop letting your mind take you to the past and stop letting your mind take you to the future, because guess what? Those moments do not exist right now. The only moment that matters is now. Right now, right here, in this present moment, like you are here with me right now. You are present with me right now. This moment is what exists. And as long as you live in this moment, you are going to feel so much more ease, so much less anxiety, and less stress. You're not going to be living in the past. You're not going to be living in the future. You're going to be grounded in the now. And when you are grounded and present in the now, you are able to live a more full life. You are able to fully be with the people that you're around. You're able to fully experience the foods that you're eating. You're able to fully put in wonderful, productive time into your business and into work. You are fully able to live now, here, in this moment. And you'll be able to experience more joy. Because think about it. When your brain is worried about the future, your brain isn't here with you now. Your brain is in the future. And right now, you're not experiencing the future. So now at that moment, you and your physical body and your soul is here and now, and your mind is elsewhere. You're not fully connected and aligned with yourself. And that's what causes a lot of anxiety, is having your mind elsewhere and you here, and now you're split in two different areas and you're not fully, all of you, experiencing what is going on currently. So your mind, your body, and your soul all need to be present and aligned in the moment that you are currently in, okay? So breathe, be present now. And also stop trying to do 50 things at once and learn that from me, because I promise you, when you disperse yourself in 50 places at one moment in time, you're not present ever and it will get to you, okay? So one thing at a time, be fully present in each thing, put your all into each thing, and I promise you, you will feel so much more grounded, okay? So I really hope you guys truly listen to this episode and decide to be more present. Because if you're here listening to this right now, I think it is a sign. And I think this can apply to absolutely everybody. I know there's at least some area of your life that you feel like you're not being fully present in. And whether it's your relationship or your work or just your day-to-day, or maybe your workouts, maybe you're just kind of zoned out and on your phone throughout your workouts, or whatever it may be, there's something in your life where you are not fully present, and this is your sign. Make it a priority to bring more presence into your life and into your moments, and live this beautiful life fully in every single second, and be here and be living in this moment, because not everyone gets blessed with today. Not everyone gets blessed with this next second, this next minute. So make sure you are taking each second and each minute as a blessing and truly living in this moment and absorbing this moment and being grateful for this moment as well, and not allowing yourself to be just scatterbrained all over the place, ungrounded, and not really experiencing every moment of your day. Okay, so this is your sign. Take initiative and make presence a priority every single day. All right, that's all I wanted to talk about today. I hope you guys really loved this episode and I hope you gained something from it. As always, if you loved this episode, go ahead and share it on your Instagram stories and tag Find Your Power Podcast on Instagram so I can go ahead and repost you. And so you can share this with as many people as possible, because truly this podcast, like, I don't do ads for this. I don't like promote it anywhere but my Instagram. Like, the only way that I'm able to help more people and reach more people and impact more people is by you guys sharing it with friends, family, sharing it on your social medias, all of that good stuff. So if you feel called to, I would love if you shared it on your Instagram stories and tagged me. But other than that, I hope you guys loved this, and I will end off this episode as I normally do. Make sure you go out into the world today and spread some love, light, and positivity, because you truly never know the kind of impact that you can make in this world. So go out and share that love, share that positivity, and make your impact today. All right. I love you guys so much, and I'm sending you so much love, blessings, abundance, and all the things. All right. I love you all, and have a wonderful day.